There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Coming up, more ways to win. We're going to tell you how you can get yourself a net or a Nextbook computer. It's a Flex 11. Those details coming up when we tell you more about taking the show on the road. Speaking of being on the road, it is that time of year, at least when the people who are in Washington flee like cockroaches when someone turns on a light. But you'd be surprised where some of them have gone, and it's to go and visit Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, in a fight to stop Obama's deal, Iran's the nuclear deal, from really coming to fruition. Is it really possible that it can be stopped? Obama signed off on Iran's right to a nuclear program, we know that. A long time ago. Now it's finally happened, but there are reasons to be optimistic that perhaps there is no fairy tale ending to this one. No fairy tale ending for the people in Colorado, beautiful Colorado. If you watch any TV, any tube at all, you probably see in the last couple of months, like other places around the United States, they're competing for tourism dollars, and they have these great commercials where they talk about discovering Colorado. The thing is, you don't want to discover Colorado just now, because they've got problems along the Animas River that could impact Utah and even the Navajo Nation, too. The EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy warned that millions of gallons of contaminated water from a Colorado mine are continuing to surge and doing massive damage. And when you actually look at the overview of what it looks like, it is frightening. Here's McCarthy earlier in the day.
Let me just give a few remarks at the top, if you wouldn't mind, because I know the release of the mining waste in Colorado is on everybody's minds, and I want everybody to rest assured that it is on my mind all the time. It is a tragic and unfortunate accident, and EPA is taking responsibility to ensure that it's cleaned up. The most important thing throughout this effort is ensuring the health and safety of the residents and the visitors near that river. And we're committed to helping people throughout the Four Corners region who rely on these rivers for their drinking water, irrigation, water and recreation, because we really know how important it is to them. In response to the unfortunate accident, we have developed and deployed the full breadth of the agency as well as our partners. It does take time to review and analyze data, and as you all know, we have researchers and scientists at EPA, and they are working around the clock. We want to make sure that we protect people's public health and the resources, but we want to do this right based on the science. As far as I know, and we have been thankful that there's no reported cases of anyone's health being compromised. Additionally, from initial samplings, as the plume is advanced, we are seeing elevated levels, but as it moves on, we're seeing a downward trajectory towards our pre-event conditions. And EPA continues to move forward with our response. We have stood up a unified command center in Durango, as well as Emergency Operations Center at EPA headquarters in D.C., so that we can ensure a seamless and coordinated response in coordination with our local, state, and federal officials.
How sad is that? Let me give you the translation of what McCarthy said. The river is yellow, putrid yellow. Kayakers gently kayaking down the Animas River. As they paddle along, yellow sludge is coming up. It is sludge filled with lead, arsenic, heavy metals, and it's flowed at least 100 miles downstream. Farmers have been affected. Certainly it's affected tourism. And now people who have been hit by the spill can actually file claims with the EPA. They say that 3 million gallons of the stuff is part of that flow. And I think of some of the time I spent in Durango. Colorado is beautiful. I used to go to Colorado all the time. Whether it was Ouray, which looks like Switzerland, or Durango, I took that Silverton Durango train, which is incredible. All that whole area, it looks awful because of this. So now they have to figure out, they're trying to catch fish, see if there's any effect on them from the spill. They're releasing all that, they declared a disaster area, the governor, so they have the money that's out there to help the businesses and the towns that are affected by it. And the answer is a lot of them have been affected by it. I mean, lead water? Are you kidding? That's terrible. And what's that doing to tap water? What's happening there? So the mine company neglected the toxic waste site. You ready for this? Not 10 years, not 20 years, not 30 years. 70 years. 70 years. And guess who's paying for the cleanup? Well, that's you and me. We're paying for the toxic cleanup site. Wow. That's ridiculous. Are we living in China? You know, the Chinese do that where they just dump the garbage all over the place? That's crazy. So, reading between the lines, this is terrible for Colorado. It's terrible. Messing up the environment. It's in such a beautiful place. EPA, get to it. Somebody better get there and clean it up as fast as possible. Poisoning the water. You heard what I said was in the water. And how about this? Do you know that that mine, somebody told me this, and I've checked on it, and I know it has been closed. The mine was closed in the 20s. In the 20s, supposedly. So wait, they left the waste site, and now this is what happens. It buckles up and spews this. Is that for real? Oh, the dam was a structure that had been holding up, anyway, since the mine was shut down. So the EPA started taking it apart, apparently. So, now, I wonder why the EPA is out there in front of this, because what did they do? I mean, what did they do? Farmers have to fence off water. They have to install drinking stations in wells. I mean, this is how bad it is. The sludge was leaking out of Red and Bonita Mine for decades before, you know, they got involved. So think about it. This has been there all that time. All that time. So much of this focus on so many other things. Why aren't we focusing on areas like that? Because, you know, you can't say, well, we only had 70 years to check it out. And we waited until there was a disaster. Because we're focused on other things that are hypotheticals. Oh, awful. All right, on the road again. That's that music. That means, yes, we are taking the show on the road, and we want you to help us pass the word on to people in your community, and perhaps we'll be there for one of your events, from Taos to Grenada to everywhere in between. We've been there, and we want to continue to do that to bring the show to you, to promote your city, your...
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, Twitter bird. Tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Any little thing will do.
Every little tweet's a winner. You can do it too.
Yes, tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet. It's up to you. In 140 characters, I'll tell you what I eat.
On Twitter, I post random arts and pictures of my feet. I'm staying up to date with friends while walking down the street.
Yeah, Twitter's pretty sweet.
I'm literally Twittering. My life is now complete. It's literary littering with every single tweet. You think that you're so cool, retweeting things like tool. You're all a bunch of fools.
Hashtag nature!
Tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Every little thing you
do. Oh, yes, it's all about the hashtags, isn't it?
You can do it too.
So the 140 character world, what is trending on Twitter? What is trending on Twitter is Hillary Clinton and the email debacle and the fact that, you know, now it's a whole perjury thing. She said, okay, you can take my server. I have nothing to hide. You've got the server now, and let's move from here. And so there's how many State Department emails and whatnot were on that. That's to be determined. But supposedly there were a bunch of classified material that was on there, and that makes sense because it was her, you know, that's what she was using. So that was trending on Twitter. You saw things like Bumgardner saying Hillary Clinton for president, will she use two servers or will she use one, and will it be at her private home? That's the question she needs to address. Yeah, she's going to get nailed for that. How about this one? The Hillary Clinton emails and the top secret material, like I said, was, you know, there was like 23,000 tweets about it, like boom, 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 right in a row. They just started to all come out. So I'll read a couple of them I saw earlier in the day. This one was funny. That said, deny ignorance above top secret. the biggest and most popular conspiracy website. And so on that website, there were a whole bunch of things like emails and Hillary deleted how many emails, question mark. 100% ignoring sounds like unbiased. How about this? Freaks. What a horror show. Top secret movie. Before you know, your emails could be turned over in the Clinton server. Then this one I got from Gringo, who says, just think about how much top secret information Hillary could have had on a thumb drive. How much could she have had on a thumb drive? And the answer is a lot. How about this? I wish I could wake up every Republican, make them recite this until morning. Hashtag Hillary email top secret. Making the point that why aren't you doing that? How about this one from Matthew? Okay, people, this claim that Clinton forwarded top secret documents over her server is simply false. The IG report does not say that. Then there is this one. John Strong says, very few of us and the MSM are informed enough to comment on top secret. It is serious and dangerous. Then hashtag GOP, hashtag Tea Party. Pioneer Press, top secret emails found as probe expands to key aides, which is how the story goes. It's going to be about the aides. Are any of the aides going to fall on the sword? And where do you go from there with the whole Hillary Clinton top secret email thing? Then trending as well on Twitter was this thing of that I found on Hard Knocks. And Hard Knocks is a football show on HBO. And so basically they follow a team around and they film it, and Hard Knocks came to Redskin camp. So the tweets were, watching Hard Knocks, question mark. I went behind the scenes with the show's director at Skins camp last week. And then there were some kind of cool links to that show, and there were a lot of people that jumped on this. Mitch Carr says, I mean, why am I even doing this job if I can't be a blur in the background of an HBO documentary series? Hashtag Hard Knocks. Then there was this one. T. Lawrence Hall says, I was feeling good about my workout until I saw J.J. Watt flipping 1,000-pound tires. Hashtag Hard Knocks. Yeah, that would be intimidating. How about this? This was one that was tweeted out from Jonathan Martinez, who says, when your ankles can't keep up with your mouth, hashtag Hard Knocks, hashtag Texans camp. And let's see, I'm going to give you a couple more. Like this one. My pal Jose Guzman, who's actually been on this show, former Ranger, former Cubs pitcher, he says, Vince Wilfork hopping was awesome. LOL. Ha ha ha. Hard Knocks, hashtag Hard Knocks. And then this from Sports Biz Radio. Liked episode 1 of Hard Knocks at J.J. Watt is a beast. Love is worth ethic and leadership. Nice training camp exposure for at Xfinity 2. So this is what we see on Twitter. Things that can be, the hashtags can be clever. The story is big. Whether it's Hillary or it's the sports story about HBO's Hard Knocks show, whatever it is, that's the idea of trending. What is trending the most on Twitter? And those were two of the hot stories, absolutely, for sure, that that were tweeting the most. And then there are other topics out there and other things that are being tweeted, but those garnered the most looks anyway, for the most part. And it's pretty interesting. Here's some other ones. This also got some attention. China moves spook stocks, so the market is in trouble. It's reeling. And that isn't good, because whatever happens on the Asian markets can sometimes obviously affect the can affect Wall Street. So China steps up its currency war, and the whole devaluation thing gets called into question. The 1.9% downturn move by the central bank was its biggest one-day change since 93. And since China abandoned its tight currency peg for what they call a managed float in 2005, it changes the rates, you know, measuring the renminbi daily fix against the dollar. And it was a huge, huge shift. And we pay attention to that. Why? Because our debt is dangling. And speaking of that, here's what B said. China currency OMG. Hashtag dollar dead. Clever. Hopefully, no, the dollar isn't dead. How about this one? This one from Newt, who says, artificial stimulation. Don't we know that it's not real? It's bad reality. Hashtag ditch China. This one from Sam, who says, new order, not necessary. China jacking with our cash. So there you go. One more. I like this one. This one comes to us from Tom. Well, Tom, it says Tom Thumb, because people have different names. Like, my handle is Real Radio Talk. So if you ever want to tweet me, Real Radio Talk, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. And this says, surprise, surprise, China messing with the paper. Hashtag we're next. And this is that whole conversation that we've had over and over and over again of, absolutely, we have to pay attention to what's happening, of course, with their market, because to some degree it can certainly affect us. When you look at oil and Brent crude, and the benchmark oil price fell 3% below $50 a barrel. We saw some other lows and other things that happened, but the People's Bank of China said their move was a one-time adjustment, and the reason they did it was they needed to reflect the changes in the way they calculate their daily fix, which is the rate which the central bank sets the currency every morning at, and from which the currency is allowed to move, which could go as much as 2 percentage points in either direction. All right, speaking of money, 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 we're talking about how you can save some money with Stephen Kelly next on America Tonight.
I turn on my laptop and watch it ignite. I look at the desktop like a brilliant jewel, depicting a rainforest covered in...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The consumer is in no position right now to lead the country out of recession.
We look at dollars coming out of one pocket of the institution.
I look forward to this each and every week because I think this information is so incredibly valuable. Free Money Guy Stephen Kelly is with us, and today, really sit up and pay attention because wait till you see what we're going to talk about this time around. There's so much information out there, and a few people are really harnessing that information, financial information, but is it doing harmful things to people or is it helpful? And when you preach across the board, what does that mean? Because everybody's financial picture and future, let's face it, is going to be a little bit different. It doesn't take a genius to realize that. Stephen Kelly knows what I'm talking about, our free money guy. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
I'm fine, Kate. How are you?
You know, we were talking off the air about this, and when you said, let's talk about this, I said, oh, absolutely, because it definitely gets under my skin, I have to say. And, you know, we're talking about information that's out there to the masses that people just accept wholeheartedly, and they don't look at other ways, and it kind of puts blinders, I think, on people.
Well, there's a lot of pop culture out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of what I guess you would call them popular pundits that are disseminating what I believe is very harmful financial advice to people. And let me say why that's true. And this came to specific relief for me today in my office. I had a couple in, and I was talking about some specifics, and they brought up a couple of people, and I won't mention their names, but their initials are Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman. You know, we were talking about the smartness or the wisdom of paying off their mortgage or not paying off their mortgage. And in this case, it was a good idea for this couple to pay off their mortgage. And we came to that because we understood their circumstances and we did an analysis and we figured out that that was a good thing. But there are plenty of times when I talk to people that that's not a good idea. And the problem I have with people like Susie and Kramer and Dave Ramsey and others of that ilk is they're just giving out this advice without knowing anything about the people who are listening to them.
Yeah, and what's the inherent danger in that?
Well, the inherent danger is that it's not always true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on the specific circumstances. Now, one of the things that Dave Ramsey talks about constantly is never buy permanent life insurance, that he thinks universal life insurance is the product of the devil. Now, I can show you two things. I've just put together two cases for two people, and one involved paying off a mortgage or not paying off a mortgage, and the other one involved just putting money away in a universal life insurance policy for 20 years. And I want to tell you what the results of these things are, and you can tell me if these were good things or not. Does that sound like fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so here we have a mortgage, and this couple had a mortgage at about 3.5%, okay? And they could elect a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage. Now, the payment on the 30-year mortgage was $1,122 a month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The payment on the 15-year mortgage was $1,787 a month. So the difference was $79.75 a year, $7,975 a year. Okay. They wanted to have their house paid off in 15 years. They didn't want to go beyond 15 years. And I understood that. The thing about it is, if they were able to take the 30-year mortgage at $1,122 a month, they could pocket $664 a month or $79.75 a year. We could put that in a universal, index universal life insurance policy that's illustrating out at 8% a year. At the end of that 15-year period, the balance on their loan, their 30-year loan, was $157,697, but the cash value in the life insurance policy was between $195,000 and $220,000, depending on how you illustrated it out. So they ended up with, if they did a 30-year loan, took the $664 and put it in that evil universal life policy, okay, they would have another $40,000 over and above the payoff on their mortgage. And they were able to pay off their mortgage in 15 years and have $40,000 in the bank.
No brainer. Yeah, no brainer for me. Universal life policy.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's one example. Here's another one. I have a client who wanted to put away $12,000 a year. And they were thinking about putting it in their 401k. And I said, well, here's an alternative to you. Let's take, they're 45 years old. Let's take that $12,000 a year. Let's put it into this index universal life policy that is accumulating at 8% a year. At age 70, you can start you'll have, first of all, you will have put in $288,000 in premium during that 25-year period. Your account value will be $713,000, and you'll be able to take out of that for the rest of your life $73,581, and guess what? It's going to be all tax-free for the rest of your life.
Oh.
Okay? Now, compare that to the 401k that DR just loves. You put that in there. Well, first of all, in order to get the equivalent, if you're in the 15% tax bracket, in order to get the equivalent of $73,581 tax-free, you'd have to take out 86,566. And even if you made the same 8% rate of return, which is very hard to do in the market with all of the fees and everything else, but even if you could do that, that money would be, you'd be out of money at age 83 if you started taking it out at age 70. So which would you rather have? Would you rather have 86,566 for 13 years, or would you rather have $73,581 tax-free for the rest of your life?
No-brainer. Well, give me the 73 plus. Yeah, 70,
yeah, and,
yeah.
And by the way, when you die, let's say you died at age 95, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you would have gotten that $73,581 for that whole period of time and your death benefit at death at age 95 would have been $624,000 going to your kids.
Wow.
Practice.
Wow. Why? I don't understand the blowback to the universal life policy. It does seem like a no-brainer.
Well, you know, there have been times, and this is why I think these things happen. When these things first came out, it was in the 70s. And if you'll recall, during the 70s, interest rates were very, very high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so a lot of these things were being sold and misrepresented. I mean, they were being sold with like a 14, 15, 16% illustrated interest rate, which was unsustainable. So in the 90s and the early 2000s, when interest rates were collapsing, a lot of these policies, they blew up, and people were called and told that they had to add more, they were going to lose their life insurance policy. But it's like anything else in the early days, okay? You have a period of time. They've now been out since the 70s. They've been around for almost a half a century. Life insurance companies, the life insurance industry has figured out how to position them and how to sell them and how to quote them so that they don't blow up in people's faces. And the fact of the matter is that they do a tremendous job for people. They provide a lot of benefit. The tax qualification on these things is incredible, because if you do it right, you never have to pay a dime tax on any of the appreciation in the policy at all. And then you have a situation, you know, let's refer back to the first case I was mentioning. We're now, at this point in time in our life, able to borrow money at lower than the cost of inflation. So if you can borrow money at lower than the cost of inflation, Kate, you want to borrow as much money as you can for as long as you can.
Right.
Because every dime, if you're borrowing at 3.5% and inflation is running at 4.5%, which it does once you put back in the things that are not in the CPI, if you understand how the CPI works, they don't have energy, health costs, or food in the CPI. So those three things are left out. Add those back in, the true cost of inflation is around 4.5% historically. If you can borrow money at 3.5%, you're making a full percentage point on every dime you borrow.
Wow. Yeah.
Every year you hold it. So borrow as much as you can. But, you know, you can't just say to people, go out and mortgage your home. That's not what
right.
I'm saying. I'm just saying that if you have a choice between, say, a 15-year mortgage and a 30-year mortgage, maybe you'd be better off taking the 30-year mortgage, putting the balance in a life insurance policy that you can get 8% on, and then at the end of 15 years, take 157 of the 200,000 you've managed to accumulate, pay off your house, and you still have close to, you know, 50,000 left.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. Wow, we are up against it because this was so fascinating. We're going to continue this conversation next week with Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly. Stephen, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Wake up. grab a brush and put on a little makeup. Hide the scars and fade away that shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to!
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We rock into one of my favorite things that we do on the show, and it's all about you. I'll say it again. I haven't said in a while, shockingly. I'm like a parrot sometimes. But, hey, thanks so much for hitting us up on the mailbag. Always a good way to get in touch with the show because so many of you download shows or think about something. You have these great aha ideas, and you send me an email about it. Feel free to do it 24/7, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Just shoot me that email, whatever's on your mind. And so many people have done that. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one from Billy, who says, hey, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I was thinking about you the other day with this whole Donald Trump, Megyn Kelly thing. It's just theater that makes for good television, that makes for Donald Trump getting more airtime and jumping up in the polls, and it helps Fox. I mean, this is Barnum and Bailey stuff, 101, no question about it. It's good for both, don't you think? Oh, yeah, from the whole reality TV, if you look at that perspective and ratings and headlines, because the name is constantly out there, boom, controversy and all is out there. So absolutely, yeah, there's no question about that, sure. I agree. Yep. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Richard, and he says, hey, Ken, I'm listening to you in the great state of Illinois. Boy, I'll tell you what, our state takes a beating, and I'm from Chicago, so we won't even go there when we talk about Chicago politics, except for to say not every politician is bad from Chicago. I just have to say that. Right, here's my question, the whole Bernie Sanders thing. If he's drawing 27,000, 15,000, these crazy numbers at these rallies, boy, you would think that he would have a shot at Hillary Clinton, because those are pretty darn big numbers, and supposedly they're not tricked up. So if that, in fact, is the case, good for Bernie Sanders. I would assume that this gives him perhaps some sort of leverage. Yeah, you know, that's hard to say, because she still comes out way ahead of everybody in the polls. And I know we can say, oh, the polls can change, and they can change in a year. So they read one way now, and they read something different as we get closer to the election. One thing that's interesting is he picked up a huge endorsement. He got a union endorsement in the beginning of the week, National Nurses United. And, of course, it makes sense, because one of their big fights is the whole Medicare thing. 185,000 to 190,000 people, a big union, and it's women. And they say they're endorsing him because of his stances on the Medicare and stuff, that he has a message. They're saying his message is income inequality and to have more Americans have the right to health care, college and prescription drugs. That makes sense. So, wow. That's big. I mean, it's big from the sense of endorsements and a huge group that can lead to a lot of votes. So, I don't know. I'd be curious to see, and of course we won't know this, but I would love to be a fly on the wall and know what the Clinton people are thinking about Bernie Sanders. I mean, is it just, yeah, that's Bernie Sanders. Great. Terrific. But they're not really concerned, or there's a concern because maybe if he strikes the right chord a little bit more, you know, he's out there, that it's not just people that are excited, colleges and that kind of stuff, that there's more than that. I don't know. All right, let's take another one. This one from Grego. Hey, Katie Kate, thinking about you and so glad that you're on the air with us here in Texas. I have to tell you, I'm getting a chuckle, and I really thought of you the other day. I think you were mentioning something about Brazil and this whole Olympic thing and the problems that they're having with the bad water. They better hurry up and clean that up, because they got like a little less than a year. How do you clean up these major bodies of water? I would think it'd be pretty difficult. You know, it's such an intriguing story, because I just saw this too, so your timing is perfect. 13 rowers, 13 out of 40, so check out that number, right? Follow me. On the U.S. team, got stomach flu or stomach illness at the World Junior Rowing Champs. It was a trial run for the next summer's Olympics. The team doctor saying it was due to the pollution in the lake where the competition was. So, boy, oh, boy. I mean, and you know what we're talking about, vomiting, diarrhea, all that kind of stuff. And other teams in that competition also had illness. You know, we're talking about like 500 young rowers. It's not good. This is a continuation of what we've been hearing from other folks that have been out in that water. So water bottles in the boats, what do? Hygiene precautions, you're on the water. And their personal feeling is it's from the lake. So this is terrible for them. I mean, absolutely terrible for them. You're talking lakes, you're talking anything. You're talking anything in Rio and around it, they're having massive problems. You think of all the beautiful people on the beach, they're not there. And are you going to pay all that money to go to the Olympics when you're hearing these stories? And the closer we get to it, they better do something about it, because that normal amount of flow that they would get, pardon the pun, that they would get from people being excited about the Olympics or Olympic stories, they're not going to get. Okay, how about this one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, I'm so sad. The dude from The Deadliest Catch died, and I read that he was only 50 years old. Wow. Yeah, I read that story too. You always saw his face on the Discovery Channel when they showed like a silhouette of them or whatever. He was in Sturgis, South Dakota during that whole motorcycle rally thing. and they're waiting on the autopsy to determine the cause, but he died at someone's house. And this is a guy who, he was feisty, he was the crab catcher, I guess, if you want to call him that. So Captain Tony Lara, he was the one that died, and they don't have the reason at this point. Natural causes, something else, heart attack, not sure what it is, but they're trying to figure that one out. All right, how about this? This one from Howard. Kate, I laughed out loud, I have to say, although it's probably not a funny scenario for the guy involved, about the story about the aide that you talked about just the other night, close to Obama, who got upset and all in her boyfriend's face and shot at him in the car when she ran after him. Wow. And they're worried about people getting into the White House. How about vetting the people in the White House? Yeah, needless to say, her name's Barvetta Singletary, and she's a special assistant to the president, and she's also the House legislative liaison, so that's a pretty decent position. She got charged with domestic violence. And you rarely hear that with women, although it happens, right? And apparently he came over, they fooled around, and she followed him out to the car and was screaming at him about dating other women, and then took his cell phones, his gun, because that was all in the car, was demanding to have the messages unlocked on the stored phones. He wouldn't do it. And next thing you know, she fired one round. He ran away and called the cops. I mean, obviously he was scared, and nothing happened. I mean, they came and they got her and arrested her. But she was a deputy chief of staff and the policy director for Congressman James Clyburn, from South Carolina. Hey, just goes to show you that women can lose it as much as men can in a terrible way. What if she had hit him, regardless of whatever was going on there? And yeah, it was wacky. It was wacky to see it. And the first thing I thought is like, okay, who are we letting in the White House, let alone the ones that are outside of the White House? That's not good. That news could not have made the people around the president very happy at all, I would assume, because that's a little close for comfort. You know, she just lost it, completely lost it. All right, how about this one? It's sad, but I got this note here from Perry who says, Kate, I'm a hiker, and it's so sad to see the things that are happening to people when they go camping for whatever reason it is. And there was a story about a five-year-old boy, I don't know if you saw it, that he disappeared from the Grand Canyon after chasing after some bugs. And sadly, they search for him all over the place, and it makes you wonder what's happening, and then they find his body. Yeah, I guess that's, you told the story. So sure, he's a five-year-old kid at the Grand Canyon. He was chasing after bugs. That's with grasshoppers or something. He was like with 20 people, and he disappears. Like, you know, they turn their back or something, and they disappeared. There wasn't great cell reception there. And they had ATVs and helicopters and all of that, and they looked all over the place for him, and there was no foul play or abduction or any of that kind of stuff. His parents were devastated. He just had an accident. I mean, there was heavy rain, all this kind of stuff, so who knows? I mean, it's terrible tragedy. Again, it goes to that you turn your back for 1 second, and you know how kids can be, and I don't know all the details of it, but absolutely terrible news. But they found the body. Thank goodness at least they found the body. All right, to all of you, thank you so much for chiming in and giving us your thoughts. And remember, you can always email us at americatonight.net.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture, gonna take away everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one a decent conversation. I know you've had the worst winter, but it doesn't mean it won't get better. Just keep on listening to Jet to the Zoo, and maybe you'll find.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20
24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.